Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome to the Boneyard with Steve Robertson. As always, I am your good friend and host, Steve Robertson. Here on the Hump Day edition of the Yard, hope things are well with you. Hope you're having a great week. Yeah, we're 10 days away from the season opener. I had a discussion yesterday with some people on staff, and it's like, yeah, it's here, you know. And I don't mean on the football staff, just in the administration. It's like, you know what, the summer has been so busy. You know, you hire Brian O'Connor, and you have the ceremony, and you've got all the portal stuff, and you've got the draft, and, you know, there's been a lot to keep up with. And so, like, all year you think, hey, this will be a good summer project for me. Like, I had some things that I was going to do this summer. And told my agent, I said, listen, I'm not going to be able to do all these things this summer because I'm afraid I'm going to have to cover a coaching search. And we did, ultimately. But it's here. And matter of fact, we have had our last media opportunity with Mississippi State football until game week. So Monday, we'll sit down with Jeff Levy. And maybe some selected players. I don't know what day we're going to do that, but maybe it's Monday, maybe it's Tuesday. But that's it. Today's media opportunity was the last one before game week. So that's a hint and a half for you right there. And we'll talk about some of the things that we learned today later in the show. But I want to give a shout out to Boneyard listener and Steve Robertson supporter Lynn McAlpin. We love Miss Lynn. We do. Love her whole family, and even though her sister, Joy, married a Ole Miss guy, we won't hold that against her. At least the guy's got good taste in women. But Lynn's granddaughter, Rachel, 16 years of age, from Jackson, won the world championship in swimming. How about that? I don't know what all disciplines she competes in, but I've been kind of following her journey on Lynn's Facebook page, and even though she's not technically a Bulldog swimmer because she's still in high school, she is a Bulldog. And we want to celebrate her accomplishment and celebrate with Miss Lynn. Every time that I have an event in that neck of the woods, she comes to support me, and I want to support them. And this is a major thing, that we've got a Bulldog swimmer. No telling where she goes to college, but, you know, she's a Bulldog. And so that's our win, too. We celebrate with you, Rachel and Miss Lynn and everybody in the family. Wanted to get that out of the way first because I felt it was important, right? A little closer to home, as you guys know, the daughter is up at Harvard. They got her student ID and all the books and all that. And she sent that screenshot of the student ID in my daughter's name on the Harvard student ID, it's very surreal. I mean, it is. I don't know that it's really hit me yet. You know, I remember when she got accepted from Harvard. And I know why she applied to Harvard. Because even in the event that she didn't go to Harvard, she wanted their stamp of approval. And I think in some respects, it's probably one of the things that I respect most about my daughter is she is not afraid to fail. She's not afraid to put herself out there. And so she applied. And then I told her, I said, hey, I've never told you what to do with your life. But you got to go to Harvard now. You have to. It's a life-changing opportunity. And as your dad, I just can't let you pass this up. And so now she's up there in Cambridge, Massachusetts, living on Harvard Square, which is still pretty crazy. But yeah, cool stuff. And super excited for her. It's also in the 60s up there, which is rather interesting. You know, they don't even have air up there. Did you know that? Maybe some of you that live in the colonies, shall we say, up in the Northeast. Like all the windows are open. Like she's like, hey, the windows are open. She gave us the virtual tour and said, because there's no AC, but it's in the 60s. We wouldn't survive down here without AC. And I can tell you, I feel like my AC is working overtime these days. Looking forward to some fall weather. And as we mentioned on last show, last time we were together, 10-day forecast. I have no idea what it's going to look like down in Hattiesburg, but the high next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, is 80. 80. Yeah, I could live with that, you know, certainly. So, again, if you're thinking about, if you're on the fence about going to the game, let's go. I know it'll be a little bit warmer down there. It always is, just a few degrees because they're closer to the equator. Not much, though. So it may prove to be a more pleasant day than many people expected because a lot of people made their decisions back in July during the dog days of summer and said, you know what, I'm not going to go down there. It's going to be 155,000 degrees and the line to get water is going to be, you know, a mile long. So I'm not going. Maybe we should rethink those plans. I'm just saying. Think we should. Got some rain today in the greater Starkville area. Going to rain most of the day. But again, kind of starting next week, we're going to dip down under 90 and have temperatures in the 60s and 70s later in the week. I like that. Not all of us look good in shorts, right? So, I mean, you thrive during blue jean-wearing weather. And to be honest with you, too, like I'm just going to put it out there. Like, I think the best season of fashion for ladies is, you know, the fall and winter months. Just my opinion, you know. Some of you guys think less is more. I kind of like it. I like the turtlenecks and the skirts and things of that nature and the long boots. But nevertheless, happy to be with you today. Got a lot to talk about. Got some code of conduct stuff for some of our newer students, of course. Got a great top 10 list. It's one of my favorite bands and favorite albums. Celebrates an anniversary today. We'll break down that album. We'll talk again about some of the things we learned today during our media opportunity. And you never know what we get into in our potpourri segment of the show. Let's thank our friends at Bulldog Burger Company. And I have a hankering for Bulldog Burger Company. It's something about the fries here as of late. I've just been thinking I'd like to have Bulldog Burger Company's fries. Because honestly, I think in many respects, you kind of judge a hamburger place by the quality of the sides, right? That's how it is for me. Like there are some places when I think I want a hamburger and I guess, well, I'm not going there. Their fries are terrible, right? They're too mushy or they're overcooked. You know, I always get just the right caliber of French fry at Bulldog Burger Company. And I love the onion rings, too. You know, I'm not an onion guy, but I can eat onion rings. It's weird. I know. I'm a weirdo. My wife tells me that all the time. If I ever need a dose of humility, she's more than willing to offer it. But I love the sides at Bulldog Burger Company. So find your own favorite, whether it be the Bryant, the Lauren, the Freshman 15, or just the Bulldog itself, and get that with those great French fries. They really go well with ketchup. They do. Again, It when I look at that whole burger enterprise, the whole thing, it's like it's a unit, right? It's not just the burger. It's the entire meal, right? I need to have the quality French fry and some great ketchup. It just works well for me. And one of the things I love about the Bulldog Burger Company French fries, they're never over-salted. they're properly seasoned. So be sure and check those out next time you're in town or on the way to town. Three great locations to serve you: University Drive in Star Vegas, Gloucester Street there in Tupelo, Lake Harbor Drive in the Ridge and Flowood area. Have the spring rolls as your appetizer. They'll make you and everybody around you better looking. We all need more of that. And get that chocolate shake to go. You can ride that ride home with a smile. Bulldog Burger Company, the place where people go to meet. M-E-A-T. Okay. Today is August 20th. It is the first day of school at Mississippi State. And as your good friend and host, I have some helpful suggestions to our students. Now, sometimes I write this up on Facebook and people share it and they tag their students and things of that nature. And you and I both know kids aren't on Facebook these days. You got to get them on TikTok or IG or whatever. You know, I'm not going to make the extra effort, but I'm going to talk about it here on the show. And these are not just humorous undertakings. These are things that I think could improve your first semester and perhaps your first year and maybe your entire college career at Mississippi State. First thing I want to tell you is resist the urge to go get a dog. Okay? Resist that. Dogs are a huge responsibility. And you don't want your social life infringed upon because of your responsibility as a dog owner. Because if you don't take care of that dog, he's going to take care of that property that you're staying at, which could lead to some damage. But more importantly, you don't need to go get a dog until you can give them quality of life. Because here's what happens, okay? And I'm speaking on behalf of the folks that work at the shelter and things of that nature. People go get a dog, and then all of a sudden we find out it's so much trouble, and we surrender it to the shelter. Guys, that is not the way to do it. Now, I commend you for saying, hey, this is too much for me. But I'm telling you now, it's too much for you. So don't go get a dog. Don't do it. We don't need the shelter filling up with dogs from around the greater state of Mississippi. And here's another thing, too, a little hint and a half for you, too. Don't give somebody else a dog as a gift. Oh, you went and got them a puppy or whatever. You are basically giving them a responsibility. You know, unless they want a dog, don't go get them a dog. Don't do it. You think, oh, it's so cute. I'm dating this girl. I'll impress her. I'll go get this cute little puppy. And basically, you have given her in many respects, kind of a burden. And I say that as a guy that loves dogs. You guys have heard some of my dogs have a cameo appearance on this show from time to time. We've done a pretty good job of keeping things down. I like to feed them before I record because then they kind of lay around, take their nap. Everybody gets full, get those enzymes working, kind of lay down. And it's cool. You know, long as nobody drives up the driveway, everything is fine. But again, don't go get a dog. Second thing I'd like to say, learn your way around, okay? And I don't just mean on campus, but the greater Starkville area. Okay, many of you are going to live at or near campus. In recent years, there has been a Walmart neighborhood market constructed for your convenience just off campus. It's right there, off campus. Come out of campus, take the right. There it is on the right-hand side. If you just need a few things, if you just need some groceries, go to neighborhood market. If you need to go to the, quote, big Walmart, pass the neighborhood market and get on 82 and bypass the whole city. Just jump out there, get on 82, turn off at 25, make the first left, the big Walmart's right there. Do not stack up Highway 12. It's congested enough as it is. You're going to save yourself some time and everybody else around you some frustration. Just jump on 82 and go around. You're going to get there quicker. You're going to get an out. It's going to be easier on the car, you know, instead of all this in-town driving and starting and stopping and, you know, burning extra gas and things like that. In the event that you have to take 12, it is a long way from campus to Walmart. It is okay to use the left-hand lane. Yeah, you don't have to get in the right-hand lane until you get close to Walmart. You don't have to stack up that right-hand lane. I know that seems like a novel concept, but it happens every year. Third thing I want to say, Mississippi State is essentially a pedestrian campus. You don't drive to class. And you can see today, the first day of class, people don't know. There are not enough parking spaces for those vehicles. And there are a lot of students out there that didn't get a parking pass. And then here in about a month, many of these students are going to figure out, I'm just better off walking. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be parking spots available around campus. I'm not saying that you should start driving, I'm just telling you, the best course of action is to just walk. And I understand it's hot. I get it. Ladies, maybe don't wear quite as much makeup, but I know you're trying to make a great first impression, and girls want to look cute for other girls. I get it. I get it. But this is the South, okay? We understand that young ladies, older ladies, middle-aged ladies, all the ladies, we understand summertime is not makeup time, right? And so here's what's going to happen, too. You're going to make a better impression, right? Let's say you don't put on quite as much makeup to go to class, and then that same young man you're trying to impress, when he sees you all dolled up out at Rick's or whatever, all of a sudden you're going to knock his socks off. Okay, so again, it's a pedestrian campus. Get out and walk. It's not going to hurt you to get out and walk. You're just going to add more frustration to your day. And many of you don't have, you know, schedules that are all stacked up every day anyway. It doesn't hurt you to get out and walk. In addition to that, get your student tickets for sporting events. Do that. And then use them. Because of the fact, you go to a school in the Southeastern Conference, you're going to see future NBA players, future NFL players, Major League Baseball players that play for us and for our opponents, and you're going to make some cool memories. And you're going to be in Humphrey Coliseum, there's going to be all this cool stuff going on, and you're going to be a part of it. It's so incredibly important for this university and our athletics programs for students to be engaged at an enrollment level. And what I mean by that is you guys are the lifeblood of our sports arenas. You are. When many of the others in the lower bowl in the Humphrey Coliseum are going to kind of sit on their hands, it's you all, that kind of lead the charge. And we need you to do so, okay? We need you to do so. Extremely important. In addition, you get in the habit of going to games, and you're going to find that you love it. Many of you are former student-athletes in high school. Others are just fans or supporters. But the reality of it is we need you there. Mississippi State needs you there. The Bulldogs need you there. You guys help us create a great home court and field advantage. And so we need you there. Mississippi State needs you there. And then again, as you get a little bit older, you're like, man, it was so much fun going to the games. I think I'll become a season ticket holder. Yeah. I'll get back to campus. It's important. Again, you guys are the lifeblood of this fan base. And nobody should ever disrespect you in that regard or dismiss you. We need you. I'm thinking about long-term, what's best for Mississippi State. Yeah, we need you to be there. We do. Along those lines, too, a little dressing etiquette.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The savings are scorching during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, everyday essentials, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at omahasteaks.com. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, we're happy to get maroon and white. However, don't ever wear the color of the opponent, okay? And if possible, and I'm sure your parents would be agreeable to this, If possible, we'd love for you to have sports-specific clothing, right? If you just have like a generic Mississippi State shirt, that's cool. But let's not wear a Dak jersey to the hump. Let's not wear a Tolu Smith jersey or a Josh Hubbard jersey to the dude, right? We'd like for you, you know, to kind of make an investment. And us, and I get it. Not everybody's got enough money to go outfit themselves for everything. But they give away a ton of free shirts to students. Do your best to grab those. And that can be your sports-specific shirt. One of the most important things that I can share with you, too, is about alcohol and narcotics. Now, many of you are getting away from home for the very first time. You've never had this kind of freedom. Many of you didn't have a curfew, but you still had to go home. Many of you had a curfew, and you had somebody to be accountable to. You're not going to have somebody to hold you accountable. There's not going to be anybody around that's going to make sure that you go to bed on time. There's not going to be anybody around to make sure you get up when you're supposed to. You have to mature yourself and be ready for this, right? There are going to be people every single night that are going to go do something, right? Hey, let's go to Dave's for trivia and have a couple of beers, right? And if you're underage, let me encourage you, don't partake in that. I get it. I did. I'm not going to be a hypocrite about it. But I'm just telling you, it leads you down some negative paths if you can't handle it responsibly. And so one night we're going to Dave's for trivia, then all of a sudden there's a country show at Rick's, and then Hopi's having karaoke. There is going to be something going on all the time. You can't go to everything. You can't. You got to be diligent about your schoolwork and then work that in accordance with your social calendar. Okay? The main reason you're here is to get your education and to be socialized for adulthood. Important to understand that. Ladies, I share this with you, and I hate that it is this way. I do. I hate it. I have had two girls that graduated from Mississippi State, and there were a lot of times I was, especially when they first went to campus, I was very, very, very concerned. And why? Because I understand that there sometimes are young men in bars that have ill intent. Okay? Always guard your drink. Everybody doesn't need to go to the restroom at the same time and leave drinks on the table. You're asking for trouble, okay? It's not your fault if somebody does something untoward, but be careful. Young men, it is your responsibility to be good dudes. If you see something happening, speak up. If you're not comfortable confronting the individual, maybe let the young lady know or let some of our bar staff know, hey, I just saw a guy put something in her drink. That's important. How would you feel if you found out later that you did see something or thought you saw something and didn't say anything and then something bad happened? So all of you, young men, we have a responsibility to look out for our women, even if we're dating them or not. I got four sisters. I got two daughters. I got a lot of female friends that I love and care for. And I would never want anything to happen to them. And so if I have the ability to prevent that, I have to exercise good judgment and ensure that takes place. And maybe this isn't the conversation you wanted to hear heading into your first week into college. But that's the reality of the world in which we live. And it's not unique to Starkville or Mississippi State. It happens all in college towns all over the country. Be responsible. Young men, make sure you understand about consent. It's important to understand that. I grew up in a generation that they kind of preached, you know, one more beer, she'll be incredibly cooperative. The last thing that you want is to be somebody else's regret. You don't want that. And you don't want to get that kind of reputation. So be careful about the decisions you make when it comes to dating. Because sometimes people get a little too deep in the jug and they don't have all their faculties. And yet it looks like her and it kind of sounds like her, but in your heart you know it's not her. Use your head, not your hormones. You don't want trouble and you don't want to cause trouble in anybody else's life. One of the most important things is go to class. Dr. Keenum's going to tell you the same thing. Go to class. Just going to class is over half the battle. You're able to absorb the material. You're able to ask your professor or your TA a question about material that perhaps you don't understand. If you're just going to say, I'll just read the chapter and not go to the lecture, well, the next thing you know, you're only half informed, because there's going to be some things that are emphasized in class that are going to be on the test that may not be emphasized in the reading material. Everybody's got their syllabus. There were lawsuits filed generations ago to ensure you had those. Use them. You know, there used to be decades ago that the last day of class, a professor would throw a pop quiz and say, okay, this is going to be 25% of your grade, and you already have summeritis, and you didn't prepare. You just thought you were going to coast on through, and there were some professors out there that were a little bit unscrupulous at times. And so, eventually, everybody agreed that we'd have a syllabus. That way you know exactly what's expected of you. And there's really no excuse not to get your work done when you have a written record of what is required for this class. But don't just lean on that. Go to class. Your parents want you to go to class. Your future significant other wants you to go to class. Your future children want you to go to class. And listen, I'm not saying you can't have some fun. You can and you should. In many respects, these are going to be some of the greatest days of your life. They're not going to be the greatest days of your life if you work hard. There's a reason everybody comes back to Mississippi State for ball games, because they love the university. They love their time here at Mississippi State. Give them a chance to kind of reconnect with old college friends, things of that nature. But you're preparing yourself for the rest of your life. This is just simply part of the journey. This is not a destination. We think Mississippi State is a destination school, right? It's true. But the reason you go to state is not just to get the ticket. You go to Mississippi State to get the education. And you'll be amazed at what Mississippi State can do for you if you do for you. If you put your best foot forward, give yourself an opportunity to succeed, then you will succeed. I'll also remind you, too, don't be a minimum standards person. There's a bunch of those already. That's one of those things that I've told my kids their entire lives, is you will find when you get into the working world, there are a lot of people that are content to be average. You don't do that. A lot of people go work in the car business. It's like, hey, as long as I'm a couple spots ahead of the bottom place guy, because that guy gets fired, long as I'm not last place, I'm okay. No, you should always aspire to be the best you can be. And maybe you can't be first, but maybe you can be second or third. And maybe you're not outstanding in your field, but you can still be successful in your field. You don't have to win a Nobel Prize to be considered a great scientist. You don't have to win a Pulitzer to be a writer that moves people. All those things are important. There is a big variance between being a minimum standard and then being at the top of your field. Big difference. But we should always aspire to greatness. Not be in a situation where I just want to do just enough. And there are going to be some of you towards the end of your college career going to a professor and say, you know, listen, I need a D to graduate. I mean, think about that right now. As a freshman, having to go beg a professor and say, Doc, I just need a D to graduate. Get my degree. What kind of person are you going to be? Now, of course, your transcripts, more times than not, it's not going to be involved in a job interview. They're just going to see that you completed the degree progress requirements in your respective field and major. But I can assure you, nobody wants to marry or have children or hire a minimum standard person. And you and I both know if that's what you're willing to accept. I want you to want more for yourself. So develop some good habits. That's not to say that you can't go out and when you're of age and have beer and pizza and just kind of blow off some steam. Listen, I get it. You know, I do. You know, I blew off some steam Friday night, went and saw some live music, saw some friends of mine play. Kind of reset me for a little while, right? Going and watching live shows is kind of where I lose myself and find myself. You're going to find those things too. But you can't go to everything. And listen, I understand when you're in college, especially as a college-age dude, you know, one of the main reasons that you go out and you go places is because you want to meet college-age women, right? I mean, maybe you've already dated your town, and you're just ready for something new, right? I already know all those girls in Goss or Bunker Hill or Bug Tussle or wherever, Possum Neck. I already know all them. I want to expand my dating horizons. And that's great. But let's do our part to ensure that we're going to be a suitable mate for somebody later. You say, Steve, you know, you're talking about all this big picture stuff. Well, yeah, I am. Because it's not about now. It's about the steps that you take now prepare you for a future. And you're in charge of that. Nobody else is in charge of that. You are absolutely 100% responsible for your attitude and your effort. That's about the only two things in life you can control. Things are going to happen. 8 o'clock class is going to get canceled. You're going to celebrate. You still got to do the work. You know, but it's nice to be able to sleep late, right? But manage yourself in a good situation just because of the fact that you are being prepared for adulthood. You're being prepared to be a spouse, a parent, a good neighbor, a great friend. All of those things matter. And so focus on what matters most. And I know I probably sound like the old guy telling you to get off my lawn and things like that. Guys, I had a blast in college. I did more than most, right? I'm not saying have as much fun as I did. And maybe you can manage your fun better than I did. But I'm speaking to you from a voice of experience. And I'm telling you, every year, without any question, I have children of friends that really struggled this first semester. And a lot of it is because they have freedom they've never experienced before and they don't know how to handle it. And so make good decisions. Make elite decisions in your personal life. Elite decisions. Right? And many of you kind of know what I'm saying here. Make elite decisions. I can't count how many times that I've had friends that have hit me up and said, hey, we got this letter in the mail and man, our son or daughter may lose their scholarship this spring. What can we do? Yeah, tell your kid to study. Tell your kid to go to class. I can't call anybody for you. What do you think I'm going to call the registrar's office? And they'll say, oh, well, he's their friend of Steve's. No, that's not how it works. Focus on what matters most. Get all your work done. Get your studying done. Get your papers written. You want to go shoot some pool with some buddies? Go do it. You want to sit around all night and play some video games? You don't have a class until 1 o'clock? Cool. But learn to manage all of that. This is the biggest part of this, is managing your time in a productive way. So I share those things with you because this is the voice of experience talking. And we have this discussion, in some respects, every August. We talk about what happens. And inevitably, some of you will not be here in January. And you say, that's not fair. It's the numbers show it. Because some of you are going to demonstrate that you are not mature enough to be at a major college and be independent of close supervision. That's what you're going to show. So you got to decide right now. Do I want to be here the full 4-5 years? Spend my entire college career here, make some friendships that'll last me a lifetime and meet the people that are going to stand in my wedding with me, the people that are going to help me be references for me later in life, or people that help me get a job? Or do you want to be that guy or gal that has to leave all the fun in January because you didn't take care of business? Or perhaps maybe you make it the full year, and then that summer, mom and dad sit you down and said, you know, I think it's best this year you stay at home and maybe commute and go to community college for a year or two. And then maybe, if you do what you're supposed to do, then you can go back to Mississippi State. And then what happens is, well, I'm just going to do it all online. And then you're around the same old people again, and you don't get the full benefit of the college experience. But again, you are in charge of this. You. Not mom, not dad, you. You have to be responsible for your own actions. And when there are consequences for their actions, you are the one that's going to have to pay it. And sometimes your parents have to pay for it too, which is another consequence, right? And so I share all this out of love to all of our young Bulldogs that are making the trip to Starkville and making Starkville your home. We love you. We are absolutely glad that you're here. We know that Walmart's going to be real busy for a while. We're prepared for that, right? But we want you to be with us the full time. We want you to get your college degree. We want you to become a member of the Bulldog Club. We want you to be a proud alumnus of this esteemed institution. And the decisions and steps that you make this first semester, and certainly in the first year, are going to determine how successful you're going to be. Very important to understand that. And take that from your uncle Steve, that has had now three kids graduate college, and my fourth is a junior at Mississippi State now, and he struggled that first year a little bit too. And he was a young guy that had a lot of freedom in high school. But when he got in college, there was a lot more to do. It's in high school, you know, you go hang with your buddies at Pine Lake, and you come home, play video games, go to sleep watching Netflix, and you're smart enough, you can just kind of get by without studying. And then you get in college, and you find out that there's a lot more required of you. And so there was an acclimation process for him. As great as a kid as he is, he struggled that first semester. He got it together at the midterm, and it's been outstanding ever since, and was on the president's list last year and both semesters. And so everybody goes through this. And again, the words that I'm speaking to you are the same words I've shared with my own children over the years. And every one of them at some point has had a little bit of a wobble, I guess, other than Mia, have had a little bit of a wobble and kind of had to settle in. And so I'm just telling you, as great as my kids are and as absolutely successful and high achieving as they are, and the fact that their parents were still living in Starkville, there was still a little bit of adjustment. So give yourself a little time to be human, but make good decisions. All right, time for our close with Blair, Player of the Day. Of course, our friend Blair Chandler is a mortgage professional. Coming up on 25 years of experience in that industry, nobody stays in any industry 20 plus years by accident. Blair gets things done. That's the name closewithblair.com. Let me give you his number, 601-500-2344. 601-500-2344. You may think, well, you know what, Steve, I live outside of the state of Mississippi. Blair's licensed to practice in multiple states. So reach out to him. You never know what he could do for you. There may be some things and levels of expertise that he has that perhaps your regular mortgage loan originators do not. He knows how to construct loans to give you the best chance to get approved from underwriting. Get the pre-qualification letter. You'll be glad you did. You'll know exactly what you're looking for. No need to be shopping above your means because you don't want to have to work overtime to pay for a home that you can't enjoy, right? You need to have some quality of life in that respect. So get with Blair. You'll be glad you did. Whether you're looking for your first home, your next home, your retirement home, or perhaps that game day condo, that could prove to be more affordable than you think. Reach out to Blair at 601-500-2344. That goes directly to him. Not a call center, not a receptionist, not a customer service rep or his processor or anything like that. That goes directly to Blair Chandler. Closetheblair.com. So your player of the day, we're going to go with Brylon Lanier. Yeah, Brylo is a guy, obviously, that was the D1 bounce back, was at Alabama, went to junior college, ends up here at Mississippi State. Kind of had an up and down year at times last year. We had him play some corner for us. He's really more of a safety. He says he can go out and play corner, but he's very comfortable with safety. He has played some free. He's played some boundary. I like the talk of the secondary, and we're going to get into that in the next segment of the show. But there appears to be a different level of communication with these guys. And I get that from talking to the offensive players, from Blake Shapen and people like that. And so, you know, those guys are communicating at a much higher level, and that's what you want. Had somebody tell me yesterday that Coleman Hutzler always has a bunch of juice, right? The guys are kind of beginning to reflect that. They're kind of getting some confidence, talking a little trash. That's just kind of part of playing defense. But we're going to need Brylon Lanier to be a big part of things for us this year, and I think that secondary is going to prove, especially at the safety spots, to be deeper than perhaps you think. So our close with Blair, Player of the Day, Mississippi State's Brylon Lanier. Time for today's Top 10 List is always brought to you by Kalido Guitars. Visit them at KalidoGuitars.com. That's C-A-L-I-D-O Guitars.com. As I've shared many times before, it's a guitar shop, but it's not just a guitar shop. They work in pretty much all stringed instruments. And so maybe perhaps you have thought, you know what, I'd love to be able to give my business to a bulldog. And I'm always thinking in those terms. And it doesn't matter exactly what you're playing. It could be guitars, violins, ukuleles, mariachis, whatever. Whatever. You can get service at Koleto Guitars and help a bulldog business. It's going to help the bulldogs themselves, right? So whether you're visiting their showroom in Lake Jackson, Texas, shopping over the phone, or shopping online, there is a promo code to assist you. That's BSR. That gets you 10% off your purchase price, gets you free shipping, no sales tax unless you live in the state of Texas, and a 5% donation of your purchase price made to the Bulldog Excellence Fund. What a great incentive to do business with them. And how, I say it all the time on this show, how many times do you make a nice purchase, maybe not even a major purchase, but in some cases it is, and you order online and then something doesn't go right and you can't get a hold of anybody and you're dealing with some bot and there's some nameless, faceless person that doesn't really care if you're happy or not? That's just not the case with Koleto Guitars. Get their level of expertise working for you. You're going to get incredible service before, during, and after the sale. They want you to be completely satisfied with your purchase. And as I've mentioned, I think you owe it to yourself, whether you're ready to make a purchase or not. Some of us need some incentive in life, right? Need to have something to look forward to. So visit KoletoGuitars.com. Do a little online shopping. Just kind of look and see what you're thinking. Whether you're a right-hander or a left-hander, or you need an acoustic guitar, an electrical guitar, you can even get an acoustic steel string. And maybe for some of you country music folks, maybe your act has been missing that, right? Add a little depth to what you're trying to get done. You can get a bass there. Anything that you need, you can find. 7- and 8-string guitars, of course, made popular by Steve Vai and, of course, the guys in Korn. And then 12-string guitars. Basically, anything you need. This is a real bona fide guitar shop. You can get guitars all the way up in the thousands of dollars. And how many times, like your local guitar shop, whether you like those guys, they don't have a lot of great selection for you. Then they got a special order something for you, and there's an additional cost with all of that. But the reality of this is there's a lot of great instruments that are available right now and available to ship from Koleto Guitars. And every time that we do this, I go back because, again, I'm not going to go buy a $3,000 guitar. Maybe you are. I don't play well enough or enough to make that type of investment. Perhaps you may. There's a super nice Yamaha hollow body electric guitar with the brown burst finish. List price is $4,360. Before your discount, it's $2,900. That's a significant savings. It's already a third off, and you're getting a little bit on top of that. But yeah, there is a Steve Vai Signature Electric White guitar that I'm looking at here. And yeah, it's about $550. And I just think to myself, how nice would it be? I'd probably play more often if I had it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I got this old beat up Ibanez that I bought, and you know, the sound didn't that great, but I just kind of enjoyed getting out and playing a little bit. And I feel like if I had this newer guitar, that I'd probably play a little more often. And maybe that's the case for you. Maybe you need some inspiration. So whether you're looking for guitar cases, gig bags, accessories, strings, anything that you need to get ready to play, you can find at Koleto Guitars. Be sure and check them out today. All right. You guys have heard me speak extensively about one of my favorites of all albums of all time is Operation Mindcrime with Queensryche. It's true. It's true. Michael Wilton, one of the greatest guitar players of that era, and they were kind of lumped in with hair metal, but they were absolutely not hair metal. They were more progressive metal. Fate's Warning went out with them on some tours. They toured some with Dream Theater, had kind of a co-headlining thing. And in many respects, there's no Dream Theater without Queensryche. And I don't know if you've really thought about that in those terms. You think, oh, but Steve, no. And the folks in Dream Theater will tell you they were heavily influenced by Queensryche. They just kind of took things to another level. Of course, Mike Portnoy was a big part of that. Scott Rockenfield did a great job with Queensryche. But so much of what you hear in Dream Theater has a genesis in Queensryche. So according to Michael Wilton, who again is one of my favorite guitar players of all time, Michael says that Empire from Queensryche was released today, August 20th, 35 years ago. Yeah, I don't know if that's right. You know, I look it up and it says September, but I think Mike would probably know better than us. And I remember going, you know, moving in at Jones and trying to make some things happen. And I have this album and I listen to it all the time. So I'm going to rank my – there's 11 songs on the original issue. When they did the 20-year anniversary, they added three other songs. Had a cover and some other things. They re-recorded some stuff. So there were three bonus tracks on the anniversary edition. But we're going to go with my top 10. Della Brown didn't make the list. That's the one of the 11 that I did not put on my top 10 list today. If you know Queensryche, you know that Empire was their most commercially successful album. Over 3 million copies sold in the United States alone. Yeah, and this is a band that sold over 20 million records. And not just domestically. They're big in Japan and certainly in Europe. But, you know, the original Seattle sound in many respects. And it's so interesting you think about that, that you know, 35 years ago in 1990, you know, music was about to make a big change in 91 because of collusion between MTV and the record companies. You can save me with the grassroots movement nonsense. I know better. But Queensryche, in the middle of all that, had their most successful album of all time. So here we go. Number 10, a track called One and Only, and I wanted to kind of get going with a little bit of a banger, and this is not necessarily a song that I think is a highlight on the album, but the guitar work on it is exceptionally good. Number 9, I love Randy Jackson's bass work on this, and no, that's not Randy Jackson from American Idol, but it's Best I Can. Absolutely love it. Now, this is not a concept album, but it kind of feels like it. You know, after hearing Mind Crime, you kind of expect these songs to kind of run together. And the way the production worked on this, they kind of ran, there was not a lot of that big space, right? It just kind of ran from one song to the next. And so there was some nuance in that that I thought was pretty interesting. Number 8, it's a song about relationships. And Jeff is kind of singing, you know, I walk the thin line for you. And there's some horns on this. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of horns in rock, but they work here. Number 7, probably one of the best deep tracks in the Queensryche catalog. And lyrically, it's one of these songs that that will get to you if you let it. Because we have all had these common experiences. And I think a lot of this, too, kind of stems from the depression, right, of being a musician. I mean, you're constantly being judged, right? I mean, you're constantly being judged when you work in the arts. Whether you're writing or painting or performing or dancing, there's always somebody out there that's better. There's a lot of people that are worse, but everybody is a critic, right? And it's typically those that don't ever put themselves out there to be judged that judge the hardest. I think that's really what this song is about. And it's a track called Anybody Listening. You know, is there anybody listening? You know, it's really, when you let it, the song kind of bathe over you, it's kind of heartbreaking in some respects. Number 6. A tough track, man. It's Resistance. And I think it's one of Jeff's shining moments on the album from a vocal standpoint. And I think a lot of it is because in the ballad stuff, you get to hear the upper register a lot. You get to hear kind of the force of Jeff Tate's voice on this track, Resistance. Number 5, another great vocal performance, but it's the guitar harmonies that kind of get to me on this one. It's Hand on Heart. Of course, Chris DeGarmo left the band not too terribly long after all this, but an incredible duo for sure. Now, everybody will know the next 4 because they were all released as singles. I think number 4, if I remember correctly, was the last single released from this album, and it got a little airplay, but I didn't like it as much as the others. But it's Another Rainy Night Without You, number 4. Number 3, and for those of you that were fortunate enough to attend the Building Empires tour in Jackson, Mississippi. Suicidal Tendencies opened up. It was a fabulous night. I contend to people, it is the best show that I've ever been to. Absolutely. And probably number 2 was Soundgarden on a Super Unknown tour. That's probably right. But it looked just like the video. And Jet City Woman, of course, kind of showed the performance side of Queensryche. And that's what people, I think, forget. When, on the Building Empires tour, they played Operation Mindcrime in its entirety and then played some songs off of Empire, you know, mixed in a few other things, you know, like Take Hold the Flame, you know, some stuff off Rage for Order, you know, there was a lot of things in there that kind of worked in, but it was an incredible night. And again, this a magnificent show. We had never seen anything quite like this at a rock concert. We just had, it's true. Everybody always did pyro and things like that, but this was completely different. If you want to know what it was like, you can go watch the video Mindcrime thing on YouTube. But the Jet City Woman video gives you a pretty good idea of what it was like that night in Jackson. And many of you I know were there. And there are going to be a bunch more of you that claim that you were there that weren't. That's okay. I won't call you out. Number two, the title track. And Michael Wilton said today on his social media accounts that the song Empire, which was the title track of this album, was actually kind of a leftover track from Mindcrime. That he wrote it and he loved it, but it just didn't kind of fit what they were trying to do. And now that you know that, when you look in hindsight, you can see where maybe that would have fit. You know, because you had this, this syndicate of evil where they were involved in drugs and, you know, that this sort of stuff. And you can see where maybe Empire could have fit in with Mindcrime, but it didn't fit perfectly. And so that became the building block for the album Empire. And again, after Mindcrime, that was Rearranged for Order, because they went out with Rat on that tour. Initially they had the EP, the self-titled EP, and it was really just kind of a, it was like a four-track demo, and the next thing you know, it turns into an EP, and it led to Jeff Tate actually joining the band full-time. And then you had The Warning, which I thought was just okay. Rage for Order, they really kind of found their strength, and then Mindcrime was like their first huge breakthrough. But they had some crossover appeal with the Empire album, and again, many of you know this album for our number one track, who I think, honestly, I think it is one of the most beautiful songs ever written in my generation. There is an orchestra with this. There is a very haunting vocal. And the subject matter in and of itself is very intriguing. It's Silent Lucidity. And it's basically Jeff Tate is singing about when a child dreams for the first time, right? Explaining to a child what a dream is. It's a very interesting concept for a song. And you begin to ask yourself, we've all had to do that, right? But when you listen to the song, it kind of gives it to you in a way that it makes better sense. I'll be watching over you, It's so great. It's such a beautiful song. I could listen to it every day. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. And there were so many people that were unfamiliar with Queensryche that got familiar because of this song. It was a gateway song for a lot of people. And maybe the rest of the stuff proved to be a little bit operatic for you. But Silent Lucidity, we talk about perfect songs. To me, this is one of them. Intriguing subject matter, incredible instrumentation, and a vocal performance, absolutely phenomenal, in the words of Ben Howen. But it's so great to think about. As great as Operation Mindcrime was, it became a stepping stone to greater success. Now, music began to change after that, right? And so record companies weren't putting quite as much money into their bands, and then EMI, the record label for Queensryche, went bankrupt. And that led to some interesting things. They had to stay out and kind of fund their own tour. And it's interesting, like nowadays, nobody buys records, right? Everybody streams. Everybody uses iTunes or Spotify or whatever. And the artists get very little money from that. So the only money they make is when they tour. And so that's one of the reasons you've seen so many of these bands from the 80s and 90s reform and go back on the road, is everybody's got bills to pay. But this is a masterpiece of an album. I don't know that it reviewed as well as Mindcrime, but it sold better than Mindcrime. And I think Operation Mindcrime obviously is a little edgier. It's a little darker. And because it's a concept album and there's a story. And again, if you ever go float, ask Dan if she'll let you listen to Mindcrime, because it matches up almost perfectly time-wise. But Empire, I think, is a little bit up and down at times compared to Mindcrime. But the highlights on this, I think, are as good as anything that you heard on Mindcrime. I really do. And I don't think there's any filler. Della Brown is the one song. It's just kind of like, yeah. When you got 11 songs, there's going to be one clunker out there. That was the one for me. Even though I thought musically it was pretty good, I just think lyrically it just didn't make a lot of sense. But eventually, you'll make your way to this album. I think you're going to really enjoy it. And again, for you young bucks that are like looking for albums to listen to when you're traveling, when you're not listening to your podcast and drinking your coffee, maybe put on some Queensryche, put on some Mindcrime or some Empire, And the Empire, when that came out, when that video came out, it let us know the Queensrÿche was back, and really back with a vengeance. If you have ideas for the top 10 list, reach out, let us know. Best way to do that is to hit up Roy Samanti on X at Dogmatic67, DAWGMATIC67. You can find our great list on Spotify under that same handle. And I'm on all forms social media at Scout Steve R. Be sure and check us out. And again, we look forward to your suggestions. We've had a run of suggestions, but this is one that I, because of this band being so important to me, I wanted to share that with you. And again, reminder for those of you that are keeping up, we are forging ahead with our 988 music project to promote awareness of the suicide prevention number. I have been absolutely overwhelmed in the most positive way with messages of support from so many of you. I will not read them here because I don't want to break anonymity with anything. But a lot of people that have reached out and said, Steve, this is very needed. Thank you for doing this. We've lost this person, and this is their story. And so much of that is heartbreaking. And as I told Eric and Ryan and the guys last night, even if for one day, you know, just to get these people together to help sing in the choir, you know, for one day, they realize they're not alone. They're not alone in their grief. And even if it never leads to anything bigger, I think that's enough. I think just getting people together that are kind of the survivors, right, and maybe helping them get to a point where they become overcomers in many respects. And there'll probably be some numbers exchanged and friendships will be forged. And I think it's so important, no matter what we're dealing with in life, to understand that we're not alone. And again, I don't want to sound too preachy, okay? And please understand, I know this may come across a little bit offensive to some, and I don't mean for that to be the case. But like when I hear these people talk about trauma, right, that's become such a buzzword on social media. It's like if I get my feelings hurt, then I am experiencing trauma. And if somebody doesn't give me what I want, then I'm experiencing trauma. Now, and I guess in some respects, if you kind of drill that down, maybe there's a minor trauma. These people that we're looking to partner with to tell their stories, they have experienced real trauma. And I think it devalues the word and devalues the experience when we equate the fact that somebody got our order wrong at Panera Bread and calling that trauma. That's not trauma. That's just life. Those things happen. And I think that's important to understand. You know, words have meaning and power. And when we call a day-to-day setback a traumatic experience, and we begin to kind of volunteer for victimization, right? I think we're setting ourselves up for a very, very difficult life. That's my personal opinion. Bad things happen. And those aren't even bad things. That's just day-to-day things. It's a minor thing for that to happen. It's true. So to call that traumatic, you've got some difficult lessons to learn in life. I used to tell people all the time when I was much younger, I said, I've never had a bad day in my life. I just hadn't lived long enough. And that's the truth. You know, I think that I'm, for the most part, a very positive person. I try to be. Some days it's a chore. It is. Some days it's a chore to do this show and to get up and write. I mean, it's a joy to do it. But there are some days, you know how it goes. You get involved in the grind. And summers are tough for us. We have to work a lot harder, produce content, because you guys pay us, right? You're paying the same amount whether we're playing in Omaha or we're not playing at all. So we owe you quality content every single day. And some days that's a challenge. But it's not traumatic. It's just life. And I go back to that whole thing. Tombstone's one of my favorite movies of all time. One of the most dramatic scenes in that movie had such a profound impact on me. It did. I remember going to see this movie. It was me and Dana and Dana's mom and her boyfriend. And I can't remember if somebody else was with us. I want to say Dana's uncle went. And there's that scene at the end when Wyatt is telling Doc Holliday goodbye for the last time. And he asked him, Wyatt, what did you always want? And Wyatt Earp said, just to have a normal life. And Doc Holliday said, there is no normal life. There is just life. Now go get on with it. That mattered to me. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people in my generation, when you experience that, and I get chills even talking about it now. That moment was inspiring to me. Like, instead of me worrying about all the things in my past and mistakes that I've made, life goes on. And you know what? Some days, they're going to forget to put my muffin in the bag. And it's going to suck. But it's not going to ruin my day. It's not going to ruin my week or my life. I'm not going to go take it out on somebody else. I understand that life happens. And we have to be willing to give grace as often as we ask for grace. None of us are perfect. All of us make mistakes. I got people that I disappoint all the time. I don't intend to. But that's what happens. There's only so many hours in the day. We're all going to make a mistake. Including, you know, your barista at Strange Brew. They're going to make a mistake. They have incredible service there. But every so often, somebody's going to do something, right? They're human. Got to give people room to be human. But it's not trauma. It's not worth going home and laying in a bed and crying about. Or going and jumping on Instagram and you post some picture with some caption that in no way encapsulates your life or your experience that day, just to get attention. There's a lot of people out there that are engagement farming. Everybody feel bad for me. I don't want people to feel bad for me. Pity is the lowest form of attention. Can I go make something happen? And understand when something serious does happen in your life, and I mean really serious, stuff that you can't come back from, stuff that you never get over, you just get on with, you're going to understand that all these little minor things that feel so, quote, traumatic, they're going to have a different context. When you sit there and you hold your dad's hand and he takes his final breath, you're not going to worry so much about somebody putting that extra piece of cheese on your hamburger. It's not going to matter. When you have to go and tell your children that their grandparent is dying, it's not going to matter that they didn't have your size shirt. And that's what life teaches you as you get older. And the sooner you learn that, the happier that you will be. And everybody talks about happiness. Happiness is a temporary condition. It is. Try to find a life of contentment. That's the most important thing. Because there are going to be things that are going to happen in your life and you're not going to be happy. But you can learn to accept those things. That's the thing about life, is having the willingness and the ability to accept. It's so difficult to do because, you know, the world and social media thinks that we can change everything. And it's just not true. We can only change ourselves. And sometimes that's a real challenge. And that doesn't necessarily come from trauma. That just comes from experience. And you begin to understand that those little mistakes that happen around when somebody else is waiting on us, that stuff just rolls off your back like water off a duck's back. You begin to learn to take things in their proper context. That's probably the central point in all of it. All right, next segment of the show brought to you by Campus Bookmart, a Starkvillian institution. We love Campus Bookmart, and why? Because they have the things we want. We want as much Mississippi State merch as we can get. We want the Mississippi State welcome mat. We want the Mississippi State mailbox. We want Mississippi State clothing. We want Mississippi State jackets, caps, flatware, whatever we can get. Right? Anything that's got a Mississippi State logo on it, we may be interested. You can find the best selection of Mississippi State merchandising at Campus Bookmart. Next time you're in town, stop by and see their smiling faces. If you can't make it to town or perhaps game day is a difficult shopping day for you, visit them on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Al Gore's internet, at campusbookmart.net. And by being a loyal Boneyard listener, we give you a phrase that pays. That is BSR, which stands for Beautiful Steve Robertson. That's right. That gets you free shipping on all orders over $75. Any order less than 75 bones, absolutely incomplete. Again, it's smart to think ahead about that diploma frame. Give yourself the best chance for selection. It's a timeless gift. You want to be the favorite grandparent, aunt, uncle, parent, whatever. Be thinking along those lines. And, of course, coming to town here pretty soon, plenty of time to stop by and see the fine selection of all the Mississippi State wares at Campus Bookmart. Again, campusbookmart.net, promo code BSR. Okay. Now, there has been some more progress when it comes to Mississippi State's branding and logos for football. As you've heard me say on this show many times before, we should have never changed our football logo. Shouldn't have done it. I don't know why we did it. I think all of you guys agree. Those of you that have strong opinions. There's a lot of people that don't have, like, strong opinions. But many of our fans don't even really care what we're going to wear. But they just want us to look good. But those of us that do have strong opinions have always favored the interlocking MSU. I like the state script, too. I do. And so, as it stands today, according to yesterday's announcement, there's going to be five different helmet options this year. The dark mode, black helmet with the white script, the white helmet with the maroon script, the maroon helmet with the white script. And then we knew the interlocking white helmet with maroon script, with the maroon interlocking, pardon me, was going to be part of the throwback to the Snow Bowl. And now maroon with the white interlocking. And so here's the deal about this, because there's a lot of opinions, and it's so interesting. A lot of these opinions that have come out, the dissenting opinions have been from quieter voices. Let me just explain this to you as best I can, okay? And we don't have to agree. I'm still going to love you just the same. I hope that you'll love me just the same. But the reality of it is, it's not just about me and others that prefer the interlocking. It's not. In many respects, this is about recruiting. This is about players. This is about branding. I think if you, not that we need the opinions of other fans, but I think most people would agree that Jackie Wayne Sherrill era interlocking MSU is the one that people kind of equate with high quality football at Mississippi State. Now, here to be fair about that, we win or lose in any uniform combination that we get, right? Nobody's going to play better just because of a helmet sticker. But the reality of it is kids want to be part of a cool program. And when you've struggled the way that we have on the field, it's important to give guys something else to get excited about. Our best branding is winning. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That's just how life works. I mean, Penn State's uniforms, very, very drab. They've had a really good program for decades. It's a good program. Right? Nobody's going to choose Penn State because of those uniforms. They pick because of the tradition. Alabama's uniforms are pretty drab. But nobody picks Alabama because of the uniform concepts. They pick it because of tradition. When you don't have the tradition of a USC or a Penn State or in Alabama, or Ohio State. Even Ohio State's got a little trendy at times for their uniforms. You got to do some things a little differently. And at Mississippi State, we have to do things a little bit differently. As we've discussed many times before, we have been at our best with offensive-minded head coaches. And a lot of times, we've got to run some things that may be a little bit unorthodox. Because at Mississippi State, it's sometimes we're playing from behind. We don't have a lot of rich tradition. We love what we've been able to accomplish. We wanted more. And so we've got to be a little trendier. Okay? And I see people like, I hate the black uniforms. Guys, I love them. And I think this dark mode concept is the best black uniform we have ever had. Period. Now, you ask me, I love the maroon and white, but once a year to wear an alternate uniform I think is pretty cool. A lot of times, too, of course, you can go out and purchase these items, of course, at Campus Bookmart. You can. You kind of outfit yourself, look like a team. But we have to be a little different at Mississippi State. Players like this, you know, unique aspect of all of this. And the thing that I go back to, our fan base has been through an incredible amount of disappointment the last couple of years. It's true. Why wouldn't we want to give our fans something to be excited about, right? And again, of those of us that have strong opinions, the interlocking logo is the one we should have always kept. And I remember when, you know, when Dan Mullen got here, we were all jacked about Dan, and, you know, they roll that new helmet out there, and of course it was better than those white helmets that we had in the Sylvester Croom era, which I think were terrible. It had nothing to do with Sly. It's terrible. To me, the white helmet with the full maroon uniform, it just doesn't look good. That's my opinion. You may disagree. I don't like it at all. I don't like white helmets unless the whole uniform is white. That's my feeling. But you know, when Dan got here, you know, we had those new concept bulldog helmet, right? We had the maroon with like the white bulldog on the side. We had the white helmets with the maroon bulldog, and at times the silver bulldog. It's cool, right? People didn't mind as much because we were winning. You didn't see all these complaints and polls and things of that nature because we were winning. When you're not winning, everything is magnified. Everything sucks, right? But the reality of it is, and I've said it many times on this show, I think the Banner M is a great logo for the university. It's great. It looks great on a tie tack. It looks great on a lapel pin. It looks great on a diploma. It looks great maybe even on center court at Humphrey Coliseum. It looks great on university letterhead. That should always be the university logo. It's very distinguished. I think it looks great. It's just too blocky as a sports logo, in my feeling. That's how I feel. So, yes, very happy about these new offerings and these new options that we have. But at the end of the day, we got to go win games. You know, when I talk to people on football staff, it's like that's the main thing that everybody says. It doesn't matter what you're asking them about. You know, Coach, how do you feel about in-state recruiting? Well, we got to win some games. You know, Coach, how do you feel, you know, about the depth this year? Well, we got to go win some games. Coach, how do you feel about your uniform concept? Well, we got to go win some games. I'm glad they feel that way because ultimately that is the only thing that really matters. Winning games, graduating players. That's the two biggest responsibilities of a coaching staff. You know, Jeff Lebby and those guys don't go, pick up a lot of the stuff. They don't concern themselves so much with the uniform stuff. I mean, the uniform concepts are sleek. I mean, they really are. And again, I go back to that dark mode thing. I think it looks great. I hadn't bought a Mississippi State jersey in years, but I may buy one of those. I'm a guy that likes to wear black anyway. But my point being, this is a good decision. Not just because we got what we wanted, a lot of us, but it shows to me that Zach Selman is receptive, right? And we have discussed this many times. I think in the three one-on-one interviews that I've had with him in the last 6-7 months, I've broached this topic with him. And there's a lot of fans that would like to see us go back to that. And I told him my personal feelings about it, for whatever that's worth, right? Is that logo, not just from a nostalgia standpoint, which that's a big part of it too. Like, we had some great years with that logo under Jackie Sherrill. We did. Had some bad years too. But it is reminiscent of a time that we were incredibly proud of our football program. And, again, if you recall, when we had the changing of the guard, and every time we change coaches, everybody wants to do a little different branding and put their new, you know, spin on things. We were disappointed when it went away. You know that's the case. We had been through an NCAA investigation that was basically a witch hunt. We had a difficult time finding another coach, and we do, and then we trot out there with some helmets that none of us really like. We didn't like it. And it's okay to admit that. We were disappointed when we transitioned away. And, of course, there were some people at Mississippi State that wanted to kind of distance themselves from Jackie Sherrill. It's true. They may not admit that to you, but people are like, hey, you know, it's a new era. We just want to kind of move forward. I don't think we move forward. I think we move backwards. But Alabama wouldn't have gone and changed their logo after Nick Saban left. I think you understand what I'm saying. And again, I don't understand, you know, number one, why we changed it in the first place, except for just change for the sake of making change. And the next thing you know, we're with Russell. You know, it's like we made some really bad decisions. You know, Russell was great making starter jackets when those were trendy, but they weren't a football outfitter. And so we transitioned to Russell, and we put these white helmets. And listen, we had some great players that wore those uniforms, and we loved them and their contributions to Mississippi State. But this is the move that needed to happen. Now that we're getting a little something, I think it's a good compromise. You know, we're not getting maybe the full, you know, the Jackie Sherrill era 98 uniforms, but we're getting the helmet logo. And I think most of us would probably agree, even though the state script looks incredible on a polo, it kind of gets lost at times on the helmet. And listen, I'll admit, I helped push for that too. And maybe it didn't look quite as well as we'd hoped. And Zach Selman comes in, you know, trying to, you know, kind of convey a sense of communication to the fan base, was receptive to us. Hey, next thing you know, we got the state script, the center field logo with Davis Way. We were jacked. We were. But once we get it back, let's just keep it. Let's just keep it, okay? And again, there's so many people out there that don't have strong opinions. They're going to be okay if we have the banner M, the state script, or the interlocking. It's true. And, you know, again, I've had these discussions with people in administration. When we've done the polling on this kind of stuff, most people don't have a strong opinion. But those of us that do prefer interlocking. And so I think in many respects, you've made more people happy with this by doing this. I don't think there were a lot of advocates out there for Banner M, not for the football side. You know, we don't wear it in baseball. You know, I don't think it works as well. That's my personal opinion. So again, very excited about this. And many of you, when we had a Vintage Vault in 23, I think it's right, you went out and you bought a ton of interlocking. And if memory serves me correct, I want to say that the first week that we made the interlocking available through Vintage Vault, I want to say that was the highest merchandising totals, like the 1 week period. It was the biggest week in merchandising sales of the year, even more than Christmas. I think I'm remembering that correctly. And that, to me, speaks volumes about what that logo means to our fans. And again, if you don't have a strong opinion, then it won't matter to you, right? But I love the fact that we were going to get the white one. And again, the day that it came out, I started asking, is this a one-off deal? Or, well, we're still having some discussions. So now we have five different helmets we're going to wear this year. And we know at some point we will see white interlocking and maroon interlocking. My hope is next year we can just stick with it. Just stick with that. I don't know that anybody would complain. Well, there'll always be one or two. But I think the majority of folks that have been very vocal about this would say, you know what, I'm satisfied with this. I'm satisfied with this. But at the end of the day, we got to go win some games. We can get our butt whipped in any logo, right? We got to go win some games, and let's make that matter, right? But again, you know, shout out to Zach Selman for being responsive to the fan base here. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, we don't need to go to conduct an opinion poll about everything, but something like this I think is very important. And, again, I commend him for doing so. All right, final segment of the show brought to you by the Stark Vegas Clubhouse, the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle when you're bringing a large group to town, and you should, right? You owe it to yourself to make some memories. Yeah, it's cool to get everybody together under one roof, and it's the in-between time that means the most, right? It's not just going to the ball game or going to dinner. It's just having a chance to kind of casually catch up on your life and maybe play some board games. I don't know what you do with your time, but being together is the main thing, right? Being present is what matters most. We stayed there for New Year's. We plan to do it again. Maybe not New Year's, but we're going to do some things. But the reality of it is you owe it to yourself and to those you love to investigate making a state there. It's cool. 5 minutes away from the Mississippi State campus, full-service kitchen, wet bar, great back porch area, huge back porch area. enough room for everybody to sit around and just kind of watch the sunset. Eat, drink some cocoa or an adult beverage, whatever you like. The fire pit area, too. Conversations around a fire. Just more meaningful. It just is. Six bedrooms, three baths, out past the Highlands. Very easy to get to. Plenty of parking. I can't sell this place to you enough. So Google the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. When you do, you can peruse through the pictures of all the amenities available to you and your guests, and the pictures don't do it justice. It's the old renovated country club clubhouse out there past the Highlands. Very, 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 very nice place. When you Google, some booking options are going to pop up too. Airbnb, VRBO, there are there if you choose to go that route. But if you want to save some money, book through the Evolve website and use promo code BSR10. That's BSR, the number 10, 10, gets you 10% off your stay. Be the linchpin in your family or friend group and make your plans today. All right, potpourri sections we talked about. A couple things I wanted to get to, a couple comments from some of these players, and then some comments from some of your coaches tonight at the WFCA dinner. I had made plans to attend, but just simply couldn't work it out. We just had a lot going on. But we met with Brian Lanier and Diego Brumfield today. Bravo, you know, of course, played some corner for us last year, working primarily at one of the safety positions this year. But he just kind of talked about, you know, everybody talks about the defense being improved, and we kind of press him a little bit. So, you know, what do you think? You know, what do you think? What makes this group better, right? And Bravo said, being here this year and being here last year, there's a major difference offensively and defensively. Fall camp was much more aggressive and tougher. I feel like we are prepared to have a winning season. Isn't that music to your ears right there, right? I don't think there's any question about that. You know, belief is the first step in achievement. You got to believe you can do it. Very few people get lucky. Very few. You got to prepare. And I like what we're hearing out of camp. We don't get to see a whole lot, so we're kind of dependent on the players. And Diego Brumfield was a guy last year that was expected to be a one-year player, got banged up, just played in the four games. We didn't play him in the Egg Bowl, so we could redshirt him and have him back this year. He looks to be in the best shape of his career, and he spoke about that as well, about how he really committed himself to getting bigger, faster, and stronger. That's the goal of every student-athlete every offseason. But Diego is a guy, too, that I don't think – that many of our people are expecting much from, but he could be a valuable addition to this. You know, and one of the things that, you know, he mentioned I thought was interesting, I never missed any college practice, no college game, kind of difference in last year. Not until last fall, that is. After 2 years at Campbellsville and another at Memphis with 30 total games played and a dozen starts with the Tigers, watching the quote there kind of mixes in there. Dave Murray kind of works it in there. But nevertheless, he is a guy that has been available until last year. But again, there's always a little silver lining in all that stuff. You know, he says we had some good guys last year, like Bryce Pollock was good. But we've got more depth this year, and I love working with them. And so that's a big part of it, right? That's a huge part of this for everybody, is to be able to just have some players that believe we can do some big things. Coach Brian O'Connor announced this evening that November 1st will be the home scrimmage at Duty Noble Field against Louisiana Tech. We'd been told Louisiana Monroe was a possibility, but it was going to be somebody that from the G5 level, you know, since we're getting Florida State down in Pensacola. So, yeah, make plans to attend November the 1st, and we'll have Louisiana Tech here. Always good to see Lane Burroughs, too. Always. We love Lane. We do. We always will. Wish him the best. You know, he's a guy that's built a pretty good program there. But kind of looking ahead there, November the 1st, that is a Saturday. So, again, make plans to attend that. Chris Jans also spoke. There's a basketball story up over on jeanspage.com right now that you can kind of read some of the things he said. There'll be a full story tomorrow. But the reality of it is there's a couple of outstanding Bulldogs that we have just been kind of waiting to hear about. That's all part of the deal too sometimes, right? Especially when you deal with international players. that's always an issue, right? It always seems that we're having to work through some visa stuff, and you know, all that stuff really matters. But T. Bartlett on his way to Mississippi State. Now, today was the first day of class. We inquired about this, you know, earlier today, just to kind of see, you know, where we were and what things were about and all of that. But T's on his way. You know, that's a huge part of it. And you guys are eager to see what's going on with him. Looking along here, too, just to make sure that I get all my notes right here, as I'm getting updates. We have an international player. Slovene is en route to campus, too. And that was something we've been kind of following up on for some time. And he did say that, you know, Delquan missed a lot of the spring, but it's going to be good to go. It's Delquan Warren we're talking about. But optimistic about him being available when we have the opener. So, again, some good news and some things to plan for if you're a Mississippi State fan. It's always great, right? And we like to give you updated information, you know, as we get it. You can look for a Sam Purcell feature tomorrow as well from tonight's festivities. And, again, I had planned to go, but the day kind of got away from me and I needed to get the show done. But this may have worked out better, so we're able to kind of get this information into your show. Bulldogs are already back at work. The Diamond Dogs are. Parking was a bit of an issue today. it always is on the first day. But, they're already out working out in Palmero, already getting some hitting in. Everybody's here, you know, and everybody kind of started trickling in. I guess their first meeting was, what's today, Wednesday? First meeting was Monday the 18th. And so we've already begun some individual type workouts and things of that nature. There will be some open scrimmages. You guys will be able to come to see that. I don't know if we're going to have the same level of access. I'm going to talk to O'Connor about that. I don't know if we're going to have, you know, we covered every scrimmage last year. Of course, it took Lamontis a little time to kind of get up to speed on that too. So I don't know what O'Connor's intentions are. He may have some scrimmages that are closed to the media and the public. We just don't know yet. But, you know, regardless of that, we know what's going to happen here in about 6 months. We're going to be playing baseball for real, and all that's going to be wide open, and we look forward to covering that for you. You can join jeanspage.com for 50% off the annual subscription price right now. That'll carry you all the way into fall camp of next year. And, again, we're done with media opportunities for football for preseason camp. That's done. We've already got scout team stuff happening now, too, so your depth chart has, for the most part, been set. And now you've got kind of good on good. And then also, too, you're going to run first-team offense and defense against the scout team. Things are coming into focus now. And before we get to Southern Miss, you've got a little more work to do. But, again, I've said many times on the show, I think some of our fans are seeing a little bit of ghost when they see Southern Miss because we're just so desperate to win again. And you see Charles Huff, and you respect Charles Huff and the job he did at Marshall, and he's going to do a good job at Southern Miss. I think at the end of the day, the difference is going to be the bigger bodies. I just don't think they're going to have the depth up front on the O-line or D-line to kind of win that war of attrition. And I think this is going to be a game that is won at the line of scrimmage. And, of course, they're going to have a talented quarterback. You know, he's expected to be the conference player of the year in the Sun Belt. But they got to protect him. And we've got to be able to, you know, kind of get him on the ground when things break down. But the reality of all this is that, you know, the difference in the weight programs and the difference in depth, I think, is going to prove to be the difference in this ballgame. I do expect us to be able to run the football with some success against them and many other opponents this year. So I want you to have some confidence about this game. I know it's difficult. You're a little bit gun-shy, and there's a lot of people I know connected to Mississippi State football or like I'm just kind of scarred from last year. I just want to go week to week, you know. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But the reality of it is we will see a quality opponent, certainly in week two, and obviously because of the change of the guard at Southern Miss, we will get their best shot. As we've discussed before together, we're going to see fake punts and onside kicks. They're going to play that game like their lives and season depend on it, and that's what you'd expect. You know, they're not expected to win this game, and I know the line has come down, and there are people that are making way too much of that. I do think State wins this game. I think State covers. And I really don't think it's going to be, you know, the game that many people want it to be. But I do think it's a game that, in the end, Mississippi State's depth is going to win out. And I think we probably have a pretty comfortable fourth quarter. You know, but, again, we got to survive that first quarter and probably that first drive of the second half But we got to get separation. We can't go out there and make mistakes. But defensively, again, there's a lot of very, very positive comments about the improvements that we've made on and off the field on defense, just because we just have depth and the guys up front are doing a good job. And I asked somebody yesterday that I trust that goes to practice every day. And I said, I'm going to ask you this, and I want you to be honest with me. And if the answer is negative, I won't talk about it. I just want to know, are we really better on defense? And he said, absolutely. We are absolutely better on defense. There's more juice in practice. We got a lot of guys making more plays in practice. It's not limited to Isaac Smith and Stone Blanton anymore. Of course, Stone's moved on, you know. But the reality of it is this looks to be a unit that is markedly better than last year. Now, we won't know for sure what we have until we play an opponent. And again, as I've said before, we're not going to learn a lot about this team against Southern Miss unless we lose, right? If we go out there and win the game, people will just say, well, we were expected to win the game. And they were expected to kind of, you know, they were 1-11 last year, right? And even though they had a big influx of talent, it's week one for them. And even if we win the game big, some of our fans aren't going to be satisfied because you're going for the same reasons, right? But if you find a way to get Arizona State, you had a really good chance to start 4-0, a really good chance. And so we got to take it one game at a time, as you guys are well aware. And we can afford to get ahead of ourselves because we don't coach or play. But the reality of it is we're just about 10 days away now from playing an actual college football game. And our arrangements have been made. Stay down in Hattiesburg. Get up and have breakfast with some great friends right across the street from the Southern Miss campus there at the Midtown. Or can't wait for that. Because at the end of the day, as much fun as we have covering the Bulldogs, a lot of this is about people. And there are some of you, the only time we get to see you is during certain sports seasons. And you're our friends. And you know how it is with your Facebook friends. I don't know how it is for you. I don't know most of my Facebook friends. They're kind of acquaintances. And it doesn't mean I don't love them. I do. And I enjoy watching them come across the feed. And you like the pictures when their kids do something great or whatever, or a spouse gets promoted or something great happens. I mean, I enjoy that aspect of the Mississippi State family. But there are a lot of people we don't see until we get to a ball game. And that's when we kind of huddle together as a family. And so, again, if you're thinking about going, you're on the fence, I'd encourage you to go. I understand our ticket sales for that game are doing exceptionally well. I don't know how things look for Southern Miss right now, but a lot of good things are happening, and we need you to be there. The Bulldogs need you to be there, and I think you're going to enjoy being there. At the end of the day, the thing that I have learned about life is forecasting failure doesn't make you smart. It also doesn't make you happy. And so every year that we go into this, I'm always thinking to myself, we're going to find a way to figure it out. We'll find a way to work it out. You know, last year, once Blake Chapin got hurt, I thought, well, there's the season. And it was. We won one more game the rest of the way. It was a miserable season. But this is a new season. And there's really not a lot of carryover from last season. And so I don't think that we should rest the mistakes of last year's team on this year's team. Let's just kind of get excited about where we are. If you haven't, visit DutyNobleBook.com. And you can get signed copies of all my sports titles. That includes Flim Flam, Stark Villains, Alpha Dogs, Dog Pile, I wrote it, and The Dude, and then, of course, the personal memoir, When the Bottom Falls. I probably get more messages about that book than any of the rest of them, and I really appreciate that. And come float with us at True West Floats by Starkville. You'll be glad you did. If you're a person that suffers from chronic anxiety or pain, or perhaps you just need a mental reset or a break for yourself, we may be able to help you. We've helped many others. And so dial 662-268-7601, speak directly to my wife, Dana, and she can answer any questions you may have. She is a registered nurse, too, so she knows a whole lot more about the medical profession than I do. And so if you have any concerns about that, speak with her, and she can give you the information that you need to know. That's it for today. We'll be back on Friday. Until next time, let's all live our lives in a way we make more friends than enemies, and people can see a difference in the way we live.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.